Friends, we are continuing our previous shiur, where we saw a yesod that gvias chov is begeder gilui, that when someone collects a chov, it's a gilui, that was really the mammon of the malve, mammoni gabach. And with that, we saw neflos mitoras Hashem, and we're going to continue on that road. And this is based again on the Torah of Moreno Rabbeinu Rosh Hashiva Nagon Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz at Sal. He says, "Venira lomar v'lachadish v'lomar." This is in the Shari Chaim and Siman Tes Zayin and Meseches Kedushin. The Chol Ikra Shel Yisod Zeh Digviyas Chov U'Begeder Gilu Shizeh U'Mamon Sheyesh Lo Eitz La Ma'aloive Eno Elofima Dekayim Lan Dishibuda Dairaisa. That the whole Yisod that we spoke about in the previous Shir, that the collection of the Chov is a gilui. This is a revelation that the mammon of the love is really the mammon of the malve. When the malve collects it, it's a gilui, is really his money. And it's not that he's taking the love's money. No, it's misgala that this is really his money, the malve's money. And therefore, as we spoke about, you don't need make a kinyan. You just need to be miyachid the money, set it aside for piron, and that's enough. It already belongs to the malva, because it's really the malva, so no kinyan necessary. So that's only according to the opinion that holds shibuda d'oraisa, like the famous Gemara we know in Maseches Bava Basra. There's a machlokas, a shibuda d'oraisa or shibuda not d'oraisa, the shibud of the lova to the malva. When he owes him money, so his possessions are meshubah to the malve. Is that d'oraisa or is that not d'oraisa? So this that we say, that yichud l'piron, that gvias chov is begeder gilui, that's a mammon, that sheyesh lo etzel lova, that means that the shibud, that's only according to the opinion, that the shibud of the lova to the malve is d'oraisa. V'al mandamar shibud alav d'oraisa, less li yisod zeh klal. But the mandamar who doesn't hold of shibud d'oraisa, or shiyot shibud is lav d'oraisa, doesn't hold of this yisod. But rather, if you hold that the shibud of the lova to the malve is not d'oraisa, then the gedder of gvias chov is that the malve is zoiche in the moment of the lova. The piron chova, it's really the moment of the love, it's not the moment of the malva, it's that the love is giving the malva his moment to pay back the debt. And then of course yichud doesn't help, because it's the love's money. So how does yichud make it the malva's? It's the love's. If it's the malva's, then yichud's enough, but if it's the love's, it's not enough. Tzarech ha-malva lasas kinyan kedei liskas was piron chova, and then the malva has to actually make a kinyan to be zocha in the piron ha-chov. V'shorish ha'davru b'sugi b'ksubis. There the Gemara says that Rav Kahana says to Rav Papa, according to you who said Prius Balchov Mitzvah, the Rav Kahana says to Rav Papa that you hold that Piros Prius Balchov, that repaying a debt, is a mitzvah. And Rashi says, mitzvah alav l'farachov ulamis tvarav d'chsiv hin tzedek, etc. And the Shita Mekubetza says this is learned from Yotzei Alecha Tzavad Achutza. So it's a mitzvah for a person to be pareachov, because to be ma'ameis, to make true what he said. It says hin tzedek, you have to be honest in your business dealings. And the Shita Mekubetza says it's learned from a pasuk of Yotzi Alecha Tzavad Achutza, to give the borrower back his mashkon that he gave. So wherever you learn it, this pasuk is actually talking about giving the avot, as the pasuk says that Sasha Berecha Mashas Meuma Lo Sabu El Beso Labo Navoto when you lend your neighbor any kind of loan, don't go to his house to get his pledge. Akachas mashkino, the Ibn Ezra says. Rather stand outside and he'll bring it outside to you. So from there the Shita Mekubetzis learns that Priyas Balchov mitzvah. This is just a mashkon, but I guess he gets from here that it's a mitzvah, that paying it back also. So anyway, so according to that opinion, Amar lo nicha li David mitzvah mai. Let's say the guy says that he doesn't want to do the mitzvah. He doesn't want to do the mitzvah. He told me Priyas Balchov is a mitzvah. Very nice. It's not my good mitzvah. I like doing other mitzvahs. This is not my mitzvah. So what do you do? So he says, no, we learned in a braisa that when it comes to mitzvahs lo sasei, someone does it wrong, you give him 39 lashes. But mitzvahs sasei, the din is makanos achatetzei nafsha, you force him to do it. So he doesn't really have a choice. He forced the person to do the mitzvah essay. Now, that it says, L'ditcha d'amris priyas balchov mitzvah, Shita Mekubetzis says, the name of Rabbeinu Yonah, the Ra'ah, that what he's saying is, L'ditcha, according to you, that you don't hold Shibud is Daraisa. Like Rav Papa holds in Bava Basra, this is why it's important to know who says what. Rav Papa says in Bava Basra that Shibud is lav d'oraisa, which means that according to the Mandarma Shibud d'oraisa, the Malva has a schus moment b'nichse alove. So Beis Din is yored l'nichse alove to save Ashuk Miaroshko, to save this person from his the person who was causing him financial distress. So Pashat Beis Din gets involved. But if you hold, right, Bezin is Yorah the Nechasav, because Shibud is Daraisa, so Midaraisa is Nechasav Mamishubah to the Malve, so Bezin gets involved. But Laman Dharma Shibud Alav Daraisa, which means that the Malve has no schus, has no rights in the property of the Love, it's just a Chiyuv Haguf on the Love to repay the loan. So on that, the Gemara asks that even though Vaday Chiyuv Haguf Hazeh is a chi of mamoni, like Rib Shimon holds in the Shaar Yosher and Shaar Hey Perik Beis, that this is a chi of haguf, that's a monetary chi of. It's an obligation on the body of the loive to repay the malve. Nevertheless, am I Yordan Chazav? Why do you go into his property and forcibly take it away? The malva is no schus mammon in the money of the love. So what right do we have to get involved? So I get it if you hold Shibud is daraisa, but l'ditcha, the amris priyas balchov mitzvah, because Shibud is lav daraisa, l'ditcha, that you don't hold of Shibud is daraisa, and you say just Priyas Balchov is a mitzvah, so then Beis Din shouldn't get involved. If he says lo nichali, I don't want to do the mitzvah, so then we should just leave him alone, right? And his answer is no, not right, because it's midin kfi ala mitzvahs that you get involved. So l'chor tzarechion, we have to understand this. So even according to the Mandarma Shibud Daraisa, even according to that Mandarma, we still have a kasha. So what was the Gemara's teretz? The Gemara's teretz was midin kfi ala mitzvahs. You're right, Shibud is lav daraisa, but we force him to the mitzvah. But the Gemara's whole kasha was l'man d'arma shibud d'lav d'araisa. But l'chore, even according to the man d'arma shibud d'araisa, we still have a kasha. Because if he doesn't have karkos, and all he has is metaltalin, that there's no shibud. Akopanim, when he brought them after the halva, there's no shibud on the metaltalin. And there's no shibud, there's never a shibud on metaltalin. And there's only shibud on karkos, if he brought them before the halva. So the question is, how do you force him to pay? He has no schus in the metaltalin, and all there is a chiyuv haguf. So you're right, the person is obligated, there's a chiyuv on the guf of the person to repay the debt, but not on his property. It's a chiyuv haguf. It's on the person, it's not on the property. So even if you hold that shibud is daraisa, if he doesn't have karkos, and all he has is metaltalin, then how do you get him to repay the loan? So it's a kash according to the Man D'Omer shibud daraisa, if he doesn't have karkos. So why is the kash according to Shita Mukubetzes in the name of the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ra'a on the Man D'Omer shibud alav daraisa? So it appears as follows, that the root of the machlokas, whether shibud is daraisa or shibud is not daraisa, is not if there's a chalos shibud beguf hanachosim like people would think. Is there a shibud on the property itself? No, that's not the machlokas. That according to Man D'Omer shibud daraisa, there is a chalos shibud beguf hanachosim. According to Man D'Omer shibud lav daraisa, there's no chalos shibud. No, the machlokas is, if there's a chalos shibud b'nechasim, if that flows from the machlokas of mehus chiyuv aguf, the Man D'Omer that holds shibud daraisa holds that a geder chov is, what's the geder of a chov? Of a debt that the malve has mamonis by the love, and mimela there is also a shibud nechasim. And therefore we force him to pay. Lahatzil ashuk miyad oshko. According to the Man D'Omer shibud daraisa, the geder of a chov is that the malve, the lender, has mamonis by the borrower. And since he has mamonis by the borrower, there's also shibud nechasim. And therefore you force him. The Man D'Omer shibud lav daraisa holds that the malve doesn't have mamonis by the love, and it's just a chi of mamon. That is rami akarkafta de love. It's an obligation on the head of the love. And therefore the nechasim aren't meshuvit. In other words, this machlokes, if there's a chalos shibud nechasim, flows from the machlokes in the mahus of chiyuv haguf. The Man D'Omer shibud daraisa holds, what's the gather of this chiyuv haguf? The pshat is that the loive has mamonis by the malve, by the malve has mamonis by the loive, and memela there's also shibud nechasim. And therefore you force him to pay. And the Man D'Omer shibud lav daraisa holds that what's the chiyuv here? There's a chiyuv on the loive to repay the malve. But not that the loive has mamonis by the malve. But not that the malve has mamonis by the loive. There's just a chiyuv on the loive to repay the malve. It's a chiyuv that's mutlar kakafta de gavra, but it's not pshat that the love is holding onto the malva's money. And therefore there's no shibud nechasim, but it really flows from the geder of the chiyuv aguf. Is pshat that there's the chiyuv is that he just has to repay him? Shibud alav daraisa, or no? More than that. That his mammon, the mammon of the malva, is with the love. So according to this, we understand that according to the Man D'Omer shibud alav daraisa, if not for the din of kfiyala mitzvahs, we couldn't force him to do anything and be yorid l'nechasav. According to the Man D'Omer shibud lav daraisa, if not for the din kfiyala mitzvahs, we couldn't force him and be yorid l'nechasav, because there's no hatzalas al shuk miyad oshko. And even though there's a chiyuv haguf, it doesn't matter, because it's the loiv's money. So put aside kfiyala mitzvahs, we force him because it's kfiyala mitzvahs, we force him to do the mitzvah. But otherwise, the lova just has an obligation to repay the malva, but he's not holding on to the malva's money. And therefore, he can't go into his nechassim and take them back. But according to the Mandar Meshibuda Daraisa, Beisin can get involved and save him, even if there are no nechassim that are meshubed. Why? Because the malva has mammon by the lova, and we're koyfer the lova lahachzir mammon zel malva. So what do we ask before? We said, wait a second, let's say there are no nechassim, let's say there's no karka. There's no karka, even the man d'amar shibuda d'araisa should hold Beis Din doesn't get involved. The answer is no. Even if there's no karka, they're still going to get involved. Because we view his chov chiyuv haguf, his chov is haguf of the love as being that he has mamonis, he's holding on to the mamon of the malve. The love is holding on to the mamon of the malve. And we force the love to return this money. Because he's holding on to the money of the malve, even if it's not karkos. What's meshubet to the chov? What's meshubet to the chov is karka. But since his chiyuv haguf is that his money, he's holding on to the malva's money, so even if it's not karka, then he's going to have to repay it. The basin's going to get involved and make him repay it. Mashenken, if you hold shibudas lavda araisa, so then it's just a ramiyar karkafta the lova, it's just on the head of the lova that he has to repay, but it's his money, and therefore Beis Din is not going to get involved. It's the lova's money. Beis Din is not going to get involved, and his nechassim aren't meshubed. And the only reason we force him is mitzad the mitzvah. Now in the chinuch, in Mitzvah Reish Chof Ches, he writes that Mi she'eino poreya mamon chavera over below sigzol. If somebody doesn't repay his friend's money, he's over on los sigzol. Wow. Frektim in Ches Chinuch midivrei Gemara b'Ksubis. The Gemara asks that if Prius Baal Chov is a mitzvah and the guy doesn't want to do the mitzvah, what do we do? So if you hold that he's over on Los Sigzol, don't we know that when somebody's over on Los Sigzol, we hit him in order to be Mafrishim Eisura? This is the Pshita that we're Mafrishim Eisur. So what's the Shaila B'chlal? If the Sefer HaChinuch is correct, what's the Gemara's Kasha? If the Sefer HaChinuch is correct that there's a Los Sigzol when you're not repaying a debt, then what's the Gemara's kasha? Let's say the guy doesn't want to do the mitzvah. Of course you coerce him to repay the debt because he's over on an Isra Daraisa of Los Sigzel. That's the kasha of the Minchas Chinuch. But based on what we said, it's really very good because the Sugin Ksubis is going according to the Mandar Meshibuda Lav Daraisa. And according to this opinion, Prius Baal Chov is just a mitzvah. And if he's not Pareis Chov, there's no Los Sigzol, because the Malva doesn't have any moment by the Lova. And the reason we're forcing him is Medina de Kofan ala mitzvahs. But the Chinuch holds la halacha that Shibud is Daraisa. Shibud is Daraisa, it's Pashit, there's a Los Sigzol, because he's Machzik Mamun Zulasa Biyadol, Ayin Shem Loshan Achinuch. He's holding on to somebody else's money, it's the Malva's money. Kevin Shiyesh lo Mamun Etzlo, v'schus Mamun Minuchasav. So he's holding on to someone else's money because he has his money. This is the Malva's money. How can the Lova hold on to the Malva's money? That's Gezel. And therefore, even if he doesn't have Nechassim that are Meshibah to the Chov, he's over on Los Sigzol. Even though all there is here is a Shibat Aguf. But still, he's holding on to the Malva's money. It's the Malva's money, Eitzel Lelove. So, the Chinuch is Lefi the Mandiomar, that Shibud is Daraisa. And the Gemara's Kasha, of let's say the guy doesn't want to pay it back, is according to the Mandar Shibud Alav Daraisa. So there's no Lo Sigzol Taka. But if you hold Shibud is Daraisa, that means that the other guy is holding on to my money from the Malvin. And the Mimela, the Shibud's Daraisa, and him continuing to hold on to it is Gezel. So that's terrific. And we still have a lot more to say on this Sugya. Gishmaka Sugya. And the Mirtz Hashem, in the next shir, we will hopefully be Zoche to see more Niflaos Mitaras Hashem. So please stay tuned. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.